Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 323, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 323. I gladly make the sacrifice of fear. Here is the only sacrifice you ask of your beloved Son. You ask Him to give up all suffering, all sense of loss and sadness, all anxiety and doubt, and freely let your love come streaming in to His awareness, healing Him of pain and giving Him your own eternal joy. Such is the sacrifice you ask of me, and one I gladly make. The only cost of restoration of your memory to me for the salvation of the world. Amen. And as we pay the debt we owe to truth, a debt that merely is the letting go of self-deception and of images we worshipped falsely, truth returns to us in wholeness and in joy. We are deceived no longer. Love has now returned to our awareness, and we are at peace again, for fear has gone, and only love remains. I gladly make the sacrifice of fear. And sacrifice is placed in quotes. I gladly make the quote-unquote sacrifice of fear. I am drawn to the line that says this: as we pay the debt we owe to truth, a debt that merely is the letting go of self-deception and of images we worshipped falsely. I think about the idea of the debt we owe, and He is telling me that I only owe one debt. Only one debt, which is paid by knowing the truth. I owe this to myself, to know my truth, to not be deceived any longer. I think about the other debts that I had mistakenly believed I had. They are mostly debts to other people, but also the traditional debts of house mortgage or car loan. And I do believe that I hold these debts. Debts other than the only real debt I owe, which He says is to myself, to know the truth. And this one debt, if I were to pay it, I would be free. I would be out of fear. My mother had to go to the emergency room the other night, and I had taken her to the doctor the day before. And my husband had said something to me like, "Well, you know, your mom took care of you when you were young and got sick," implying I had a debt to her to take care of her when she was sick, and that I was paying off my debt by helping her. And so it was after midnight, in the emergency room, sitting in a room with her and thinking about what my husband had said. And I sat there in the feeling of the debt was being paid in the traditional worldly sense. And then I remembered that I have no role in truth and that she has no role. And so the roles dropped away. The roles of daughter and mother. And now I was sitting in a room, not with my mother and me being a daughter, but now I was sitting in a room with another being. And I wasn't there out of debt. I was just there out of just being a loving presence. And what once had been a debt feeling became transformed into a feeling of compassion. And so this debt that I owe to myself in truth, I can do it out of a feeling of fear. I owe it. Or I can do it out of a feeling of compassion for myself. In my compassion, I pay the debt I owe to truth. I come to know my truth out of compassion for myself and those around me. And I return to the truth of who I am. As I sat in that room, being in compassion, I was able to look upon her and see the fear she was believing. She was the actor in the dream. But I saw past the dream and I saw her as a little innocent child, scared and confused, frightened by her own thoughts. And in that, I saw the urgency of the work we are doing to heal our minds. I saw that what I do to heal the mind will reach across the seeming separation and make an opening for the confusion and fear to simply fade away, disappear. The exercise for me today is to become more aware of this ego ploy of believing in debt and fear. Believing in fearful debt is not worth my time. That is not what I want to use time for. I urgently want to use time only for healing the mind, not for believing in fairy tales about fear and debt. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to return back to the truth of who I am. I see that the only debt I pay is to myself. Giving up fear is the only debt I owe to myself and others. Help me to have an open heart and an open mind so I can be guided, led to the truth where I see I have no debts. I only have love and compassion. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. For a few moments, we contemplate what debts we mistakenly think we owe to others, and we ask Spirit to help us see it differently, to help us see the only debt we owe is to ourselves, to return to the truth. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in laying down of all of our false debts and returning to our abundance of love. Namaste.